This is Community Close-Up, a public affairs presentation. On our program today, we're joined by David Pike. David is with Mitchell County Safe Place, a domestic violence organization. David joins us today with a special guest. Welcome, David.
Well, it's good to be back again, and I have as my guest Samantha Phipps again from the Family Violence Coalition in Yancey County, and welcome to our program.
Thanks, David.
We just finished one holiday and Thanksgiving, and we got another biggie coming up with Christmas. And I don't know how you're seeing it, but I noticed that our shelter is full right now, and that seems to be the case with this time of year, the stresses of Christmas and whatnot. We always seem to have a full shelter. What's your picture in Yancey County?
Well, I left Yancey County a few minutes ago to come over to the radio station and had one in shelter, one on the way, and then a phone call for one on the way. So I went from having one person sheltered to now three, and probably by the weekend we'll be full.
So with the holidays coming up, this tends to cause stress. And let's talk today then a little bit about some of the reasons for stress in the holidays and maybe some of the things that we can do to alleviate that stress. So let's talk a little bit about money. We always spend a lot of money around Christmas time. That's probably
exactly
a stressor, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. And I'm a single mommy and can relate to that. Taking care of Christmas needs that children expect, and they don't always understand who is taking care of that, that Santa Claus sometimes needs help. And so I'm faced with that myself. And then if you are dealing with a family who already is under some financial stress and maybe doesn't even have a job or is on a very limited income, there's no Christmas bonus. There's no way to put it on a credit card. They are definitely under a lot of stress.
That's right. And also, we sometimes have to deal with those family members at Christmas dinners and so forth, people that we don't maybe really care to be around all that
exactly.
much.
Exactly, yeah. The when the company comes to call and maybe there's puts a lot of stress on us, it might be a mother-in-law or a cousin, like from National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, that pops up with his family. So we already have those kind of stressors going on, and then if you throw in a family that maybe has a few more stressors already, maybe some substance abuse kicks in during the holidays, the person may be drinking or drugging to forget how badly they feel, and then that creates its own problems, and it becomes a vicious cycle.
I know. Ken Fox, our sheriff in Mitchell County, has told me more than once that when drugs are mixed in with violent situations, like abusive situations in households and so forth, that just really amplifies all the violence that occurs, and it gets much more severe. So, you know, we have to be careful about alcohol and drug use. Also, you know, sometimes triggers from the past. If we've had a death in the family around the holidays, then that can put a whole cloud on Christmas for us, can it?
Yes. People tend to get depressed around the holidays, and I think it's because, and studies have proven this, I can't point to any one study, that the expectation of that you're supposed to be jolly and happy and everything's wonderful, it sets us up for fall, because we don't always feel that way, so you feel depressed because you can't feel that way. And so that can be very confusing for folks, and you miss loved ones, and so it can be a very depressing time for a lot of people.
And also expectations. I mean, we think that we either have to give certain things to certain people, particularly our kids. You
exactly.
know, kids have expectations, and maybe we have expectations that aren't unrealistic or not realistic. So, you know, all those things together, we kind of have to be careful about the impact of all these things coming together in the holidays, and people jammed in small confined spaces and whatnot. So,
oil prices are, you know, high,
sure.
And so people have that as something added to their limited budget. And credit cards, people tend to overuse their credit cards this time of year, and then January, February, they're really going to start
right.
hurting.
Well, we're going to talk next week about some of the ways to deal with stress, but right now, just be aware that this is a stressful time, and be on the lookout and kind of be careful of yourselves. Want to talk a little bit about some things that are going on? Let's talk first of all about your calendar. You've got a fundraiser
right.
calendar. Tell us where
yes.
people can get that.
Well, I think last time we talked, I told you that we were doing our first annual Men of Yancey County Against Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault calendar. At that time, just a few pictures had been snapped. Well, now all the pictures are ready. They've been sent off to the calendar maker, and they should be available by December the 21st or earlier. But we're definitely saying December the 21st because we're going to have a calendar signing party and drop-in at the director/outreach office in Burnsville. And we encourage anyone who wants to buy a calendar to buy it then, or if they have pre-ordered, to pick up their calendar then. And the models who pose for the calendar will sign their calendar, have an autograph party.
Good. I want to give you some telephone numbers in case you want to talk with one of our counselors in Mitchell County. You can call us at Safe Place, 765-4044.
And in Yancey County, contact us at 682-0056.
And both of us in Yancey and Mitchell County need volunteers, and we'll talk a little bit more about that next week. But in the meantime, remember, stopping domestic violence begins with who? It begins with me and you. Thanks for listening.